In Unity, we always appreciate the Daily Word, which is a wonderful magazine that Unity produces that has a message for us each day of the year. And I will invite Patty to come forward to read our Daily Word for today. Thanks, Patty. We will follow that with our meditation and time of mindfulness.
In the silence, I discover myself anew. I relax and let go, withdrawing my attention from my surroundings. Breathing deeply and rhythmically, my mind relaxes and my heart opens. I enter my sacred inner sanctuary. Here, I have no awareness of time. I hear no words. I think no thoughts. I feel no separation. There is only the richness of silence, the awesome presence of infinite life, love, and wisdom. I am one with this presence. The time and attention I devote to my regular practice of meditation builds deep, abiding peace and clarity in my consciousness. In these timeless moments, I discover I have all I need, enough strength, understanding, love, and time to progress along my path and accomplish all that is mine to do. And from Revelations 21:1, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. In timeless moments in the silence, I discover myself anew.
Thank you, Patty. And will you join me now in deepening into this time as we've appreciated the wonderful words of our Daily Word that invite us into the awareness of that timelessness, the all-pervading presence of infinite spirit everywhere present, not only all around us, but in us and as us. And as we connect to that, as we recognize our oneness in and through all of creation and all things, we just breathe for a moment and relax, allowing the busyness of the past week or the week to come, just allowing it to float on by, enabling us to center into the very truth of the core of our soul, of our beingness. And so I will tone our singing bowl, which resonates at that energetic vibration of the heart chakra. And as I do so, I will invite you to align yourself in that vibratory rate of oneness with that highest aspect of infinite creation, which is the oneness of love. And so as we allow our breath to move deeply into our solar plexus, into our lungs, and move throughout our very being, re-energizing the cells, realigning our energetic vibratory body, we breathe into wholeness, into allness, into the oneness of infinite creator and creation. And as we exhale, we release any tensions we may be hanging on to. Things we may be aware of, things we may not be aware of. But we recognize the divine activity of the in-breath and the out-breath, the design of all creation, of all being, the inflow, the outflow, the automatic beauty and rightness of creation being, of creation becoming. And we breathe. And we breathe. And we, as we do so, as we begin to feel the stirring within us, that opening and that recognition of alignment with true absolute allness, oneness, it transcends what the mind can figure out, what the mind can put into its specific patterns and blocks, and we move into the realm that is limitless of infinite ideas and creativity. Of the flow of all being. We just allow ourselves to breathe into, to align with, and to resonate in a flow of light. In the space of love that is healing in mind, body, and spirit. We can feel every part of our being responding to that greater awareness with a sense of gratitude. Dancing and leaping for the joy of the recognition of our wholeness, our oneness, our infinite potential. That is so much greater than just our outer physical expression. We are endless in our soul's expression beyond time and space. And as we allow ourselves to be in oneness, we experience what can be said to be that still small voice, whether that comes to us as a vision or an impulse or something that we hear in the heart of our being. We recognize it as an inspiration, as a guidance, as a healing blessing, as an upliftment, as a cleansing, as an opportunity to remove the blinders of outer limitations, allowing ourselves to express and to manifest from the limitless realm of all substance, of beloved God, Yahweh, breath of life. And so as we relax in this awareness, we recognize the power in releasing and letting go limiting thoughts, behaviors, beliefs, and allowing ourselves to flow freely in the river of godness that is infinite potential and all beingness. And so we rest in this river of light and of love in a moment of silence and communion with the onus of Yahweh. And from this place in the recognition and the connection to the allness of all creation, of all breath, of all life, we now take a moment to surround the prayer request that have been placed in our prayer box. And as we do so, we also speak aloud the names of loved ones, of situations, of people and places we would especially bless at this time. Sue Ellen, Terry, Courtney, Matt, Donlin, Kelsey, Joey, Noah, Karen, Bob, Shireen, Evan, Vicky, Wanda, the Spaeth family, Richard, Jolene, Sue Ann, Linda, John, Teresa, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters. Those around the world seeking love, seeking connection, seeking light. And so we would bless us all in this moment, surrounding our prayer box in that healing grace of the allness and the oneness of God. We pray this forward, we affirm it, and so it is. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh.